This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth joins me on the program. He is the founder and the president at VirginiaTomorrow.com, and he has all the details about what may be former governor versus former governor for U.S. Senate. Bob, the Democrats had their big fundraising meeting this past weekend in Richmond. What happened?
Excuse me, Coy?
Yeah, Bob, you with me?
I didn't quite hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Democrats had their recent meeting in Richmond just this past weekend, their big annual fundraiser, and former Governor Tim Kaine was there. Did he give any indication whether he's going to seek the Democratic nomination for Senate?
You know, Coy, he really didn't, but a lot of other people did. That Tim Kaine essentially said that he was going to talk it over with his family. He was flattered by the attention, and he would make a decision shortly. But he really didn't give any indication one way or the other. Now, on the other hand, Mark Warner, Jerry Connolly, and a host of people who spoke at that dinner on Saturday evening said that they were really hoping that Tim Kaine would be the nominee. They thought that he would clearly be their best candidate, and certainly there would be a lot of Democrats disappointed if Tim Kaine decided to decline this invitation and not to make the run.
This is the same former Governor Tim Kaine that said just a few weeks ago he wasn't interested in running for office again.
This was really fascinating, Coy, because about 3 weeks ago he gave an interview to a number of reporters, and during that interview he said that he didn't really conceive of himself having a future in elected office, even when the prospect that Jim Webb might not run again was brought up. So this is a real interesting situation. There's an intense pressure on Tim Kaine to run, but you have to really feel that essentially this is not something that is absolutely motivating him. And the difficulty is that it's going to be a 19-month race, that the Republicans are already running for their nomination. If Kaine decides to get in the race, he's going to be pummeled by Republicans from day one. So this is a race that you're really going to have the fire in the belly, because it's going to be a marathon as well.
It's 4:23, 55 degrees in Charlottesville. We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, you have known Tim Kaine for many years, back when he was on, you know, even the city council serving in Richmond. What's your read behind the scenes? Do you think that he will, in the end, throw his hat in the ring?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult for him to say no to, let us say, President Obama, who last week said that Tim Kaine would make a great senator, and they are close personal friends. But my sense has always been that I would take what Tim Kaine says by and large at face value. So when he said that he really didn't see himself running for elected office in the near future again, that to me really spoke about where his heart is. But my sense is that he's also a loyal person. He also understands the need for the Democratic Party to have him as the candidate right now, at least in the minds of most Democrats in Virginia. So my sense is that I would still lean to say that he's going to get in the race, but I wouldn't be absolutely shocked if he decides not to.
Yeah, but just to put a bow on this, Bob, if we do see Tim Kaine as the Democratic nominee, and George Allen wins the Republican nomination, we've got two former governors running for Senate, one of them a former senator even. What's your take on that possible matchup?
Well, it's going to be a very fascinating matchup, because what it's going to represent is a very distinct ideological choice. I had the opportunity, for example, a few months ago to actually moderate a forum at Maggie Walker High School here in Richmond, where Allen and Kaine were giving their alternative views, you might say, on constitutional issues. And it's really fascinating to hear, because they disagree on so much in terms of how to interpret the Constitution, where they stand on big issues that face the federal government today. So it's likely to be a very interesting, engaging race. But at the same time, because of the stakes involved and because of the money that's likely to pour in, quite a contentious one as well.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, what do you think of the chances that President Obama could be reelected nationally, and how does he look here in Virginia?
Well, Coy, there are a lot of people who think, well, his ratings have gone down. He had this terrible 2010. it'll be impossible for him to get elected. And I tend not to see the world that way, or to see this election that's coming up in 2012 that way. That on one hand, I think nationally, President Obama's approval ratings are up over 50% now. That's certainly not fabulous, but it certainly means that he'd be competitive. Secondly, I think the turnout in the presidential year is going to be very different than the turnout in the congressional year, much more likely to be favorably disposed toward the Democrats. And then finally, I would say here in Virginia, President Obama's ratings lag what they're doing nationally. It's 44%, but even at 44%, if it just picks up a little bit, he's competitive here in Virginia as well. So my sense is that it's not going to be an easy challenge for the Republicans, and the Republican Party itself has a difficulty facing it. That has come up with a candidate who, A, can really energize the Republican base, and B, is also electable nationally, and we'll have to see whether they can do that.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com, our Monday politics fix. It's 4:26 here in Charlottesville. Bob, a former governor, speaking of former governors, Doug Wilder recently posted an open letter to Virginians on your website about the National Slavery Museum, or I should say the proposed National Slavery Museum, which I thought was a dead project, but he's saying, no, we're going to do it.
Well, I think I'd read that as saying the governor said there is certainly going to be a museum, that he believes that the museum is going to be in Fredericksburg, but he also said it's going to be a scaled-back, far leaner project than it was before. And that, to me, were some of the key words there, that clearly some of the original plans and the original vision weren't able to be implemented and become even more difficult to conceive of being implemented in the kind of economic situation we've been through over the last few years. So he says he remains committed to the project, but it's going to be a different kind of project, and one that's going to be far leaner than they originally imagined.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, before we let you go, we are going to talk in a few minutes with liberal activist David Swanson about the situation in Wisconsin, which our own governor has weighed in on, right?
Yeah. Well, both our governor and Tim Kaine have weighed in on it as well, our former governor, on opposite sides. Kaine siding with the state workers, who he says is not getting an unfair deal. McDonald siding with the governor. Clearly is the big point of contention. The Democrats want to actually take this nationally because they believe that governmental employees are going to be a big part of their base in 2012. I think Democrats in Virginia might have to be a little wary of getting too close, you might say, to the union position here, largely because of the kind of state Virginia is. So my sense is that this may play relatively well for some Democrats nationally. I'm not sure the Virginia Democrats want to embrace what's happening in Wisconsin and what the Democratic Party is doing there as closely as some of them seem to be doing right now.
Bob Holsworth is the founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. Must reading if you want to stay up to date about the very latest in Virginia politics. Bob, thank you, sir. Have a terrific week.
Hey, Coy, always great to be with you. You take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.